Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
I don't raise my daughter the way I was raised. Okay? I got hit a lot, bro. I got smacked, hit, you know, belted, all kinds of stuff. Spanked in school. So none of our kids really get the kind of upbringing that we got. Some of you out there might be a little out of control and might be doing that. Because as you all know, that doesn't work with today's kids. If you haven't learned that yet, beating your kids in today's world, that's just not the way it goes. Okay? Take their cell phones. Take their freedoms. That's how you cripple them. That's how you bring them to their knees. Okay. All right. That's how you discipline kids nowadays. But disciplining back in the day compared to now is different. And even for Adrian Peterson, if he had it different, that doesn't mean that it can. It's kind of like the whole Mike Singletary thing. Maybe he might have been a good coach 30, 40 years ago with his style, might have been able to communicate with players of his ilk. But now that they're different, he has to learn how to communicate differently. I mean, think about it. Were you ever as sensitive? Those of you, I'm sorry, let me, because I generalize when I say when you. Those of you that are 40 plus, okay? Were you ever as sensitive as a kid compared to what you see now in Generation Zs? Or even millennials? That they take everything literal. Everything. Your parents can tell you back 30, 40 years ago, they would smack you across the head and they would tell you, oye, chico, no comas mierda. You know what I'm talking about? Or, let me do it in English. They'd whack you over the head and they'd say, hey, dumbass, you can't do that. And would you go in a corner and cry for a week and disappear? No. You'd rub your head. Your friends would laugh at you. Your cousin would laugh at you. Your brother or sister would laugh at you. You'd make a joke about it. It'd be a running joke for the next day, obviously, because you were the you got set up. And so you learned how to take that ribbing. You then overcame it because you just rubbed your head and you just moved on. And even if anything made you cry for a moment, you cried, and then 15 minutes later, you were out playing with your friends and you forgot about it.
Not if it was something big, though. If okay. It was something big, you got your butt beat and you
and
got
you were in
punished.
The room. Right.
You got both.
Okay, but then you were in the room, and then you just started playing with your toys or whatever, and you adjusted.
Oh, but if you were in a really, if you were really, really in trouble, the only thing you got was a book.
Okay, whatever.
There was those. There was those.
My
yeah.
My point is, it did not linger.
No, whenever it's over, it's over. You brush it off, and you.
Your dad or mom called you an idiot or moron, un come, whatever.
It didn't. You didn't totally fold and melt.
My Lord, bro, whatever. That's it. And then
and crumble.
Yeah, and you moved on, and you forgot about it. You do that to kids nowadays, they'll tell you about it 10 years later.
You don't even have to. You can't even joke with these kids.
You know?
Do you know? Do you
yeah,
know that?
Right.
You can sometimes. I gotta say it. My younger niece, man, you say something, you're joking with them and like been out of shape.
Well, you can't.
My sister will say, man, they're just teenage girls.
You no longer can compliment anybody that they look nice, male or female, because that must mean you want to have sex with them right there in that spot. You know, it's just, that's the way it is now, right? Back in the day, you could just, hey, you look really nice. All right, thank you. Now you say you look really nice. Hey, you shouldn't say that. I'm going to send you to HR. Huh? You know, so it's a different world, man. You got to learn how, and you got to communicate differently with some of these people. And Mike Singletary, long story short, could not. And that was, that's one of those things. It's just an adjustment for all of us, man. All of us. I teach first and second year college students, and they whine about everything Any work is too much work. That's what the Raging Dolphin Maniac says. King Short says, some kids would have been a lot better for it if they got their ass beat. Just saying. Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Gio says, I was not sensitive living in a Cuban family. They would smack me if I did something wrong. Exactly, bro. Right. Alexa says, I'm sensitive, but I get over it 5 minutes later. I mean, you can't allow it to linger. I mean, it's a moment. You move on.
Man, I can remember in the summertime, you know, dad come home, man, we did something or didn't do something, and his line up, man. Here you go. Line up. Let's get the belt.
Philip Campbell says, we all have to admit these ass whoopings our parents gave us made us better people. Yeah, man. I got no, you learn your lesson at that moment. That's all. You know that? Tommy says, you can't say nothing without getting fined or some crap. LOL. Yeah. That is very true. That is very true.
Seeing something up there on the TV, McMahon says he won't try to buy back League.
Oh.
So I guess he's trying to unload the XFL. Oh,
yeah, maybe he's still trying to sell it if he can. Mike NoGoZone says, I got the belt when I was young. It only toughened me up. Of course, man. I mean, give me a break.
I can remember getting cute and hiding the belts in the dryer. You know, my mom turns the dryer on. What the hell is going on? All four or five of my dad's belts in the dryer. Then we really got in trouble.